The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the men's room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmy.
Tell me, Kibble.
Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right, they're the title. These guys have seems a talented writer or something come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Some tech news from Vegas. A new companionship robot, or realistic sex robot, has been unveiled as a way to help lonely elderly men. But the robot is so realistic that they're now selling fake IDs that make you over 60.
Foul. Colbert?
Smith!
Damn it! You see that robot?
I did not.
Yeah.
But it's 175 Gs.
Wow!
Yeah.
You want that money?
No. I mean, goddammit, it is. No shame. Good-looking robot. PlayStation developed new technology that lets you smell its game. Nintendo tried the same thing, but they didn't think people wanted to smell two plumbers who work in the sewers.
Foul.
Yeah, foul.
That is foul.
Well, guys, listen to this. At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, PlayStation debuted a new technology that lets you smell its games.
Yeah. What? What?
Nintendo tried the same thing, but they didn't think people wanted to smell two plumbers who work in the sewers, so...
JCPenney is merging with Forever 21, and in 9 months, they're going to have a baby gap.
Colbert.
Myers.
Fallon.
JCPenney is merging with Forever 21. And in 9 months, they're going to have a baby gap.
One guy in the audience yells, yelling, what?
I know, there's only what?
A new report shows that New York City is the second best city for an active lifestyle, which is really a roundabout way to say the trains are broken.
Colbert.
Myers.
That's Seth.
According to a new report, New York is the second best city in the country for an active lifestyle, which is a really roundabout way of saying the trains are broken.
Let's see. Last night was the first semifinal playoff game down at the Sugar Bowl. Hell of a game, and it doesn't often happen with these playoff games, but it came down to a last-second field goal.
41-yard attempt. Snap and hold are good. The kick is good! Notre Dame has won the Orange Bowl, and Marcus Freeman is taking them to the championship game.
I mean, James Franklin... Penn State, they just can't win a big game.
Okay, he threw that pit there, what, 40 seconds left, somewhere around there?
Correct. And that kid throws that interception. And honestly, look, he's a quarterback. By the way, Penn State wide receivers had 0 catches for 0 yards.
Yeah, that's how well they played.
He has not been playing well the whole time. I don't put it on that kid. He went through his third progression. He thought he was throwing it at the ground. It gets picked off. But it's just like, you're Penn State. You're in their territory. You're already running the ball well. Like, I just don't understand why you would put it in the quarterback's hands at that point.
Yeah. Maybe they watched the Ravens championship game from last year. I know we can run on anyone, so whatever you do, don't run. Don't do the thing that has been successful in the Ravens' case, all season. Certainly don't do it in this game.
Right, and look, this isn't unheard of in college football, right? Bobby Bowden was at FSU. I want to say, for 20-some years before he won a national title. And they had good teams, but he couldn't get away from it. And James Franklin in Penn State now, he's that coach. He's that guy. Like, yeah, I think he has more wins at one program than Frank Beamer. Frank Beamer's the other one that had a ton of wins at Virginia Tech, but they never won a national title. Frank Beamer at least made it to a title game with Vic. Awesome game. So, like, with Franklin, like, also, maybe don't spend the week kind of parading around like you're the big badass and talking down to the younger dude who coaches at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Freeman's a, I mean, I'm generally a Notre Dame hater. Freeman makes me like Notre Dame.
I was saying this to my wife yesterday. I'm like, man, I don't like Notre Dame, but I like this coach, and this coach will make people like Notre Dame.
Right. His lineup is on point. Like I said, he's got to be in the chair twice or three times a week. And just, like, you want to go play for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Franklin's sitting there at the press conference being like, well, he's not in a conference. Everybody should be in a conference. Like, why? Notre Dame gets millions of dollars from this and that.
And then they beat you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, they don't have to be in a conference.
Talk smack when you win.
Right. I mean, look at bands. Like, why did that guy go solo? It's like, somebody offered him millions of dollars.
That's why.
Yeah. Like, go ahead. So, anyhow, you got your second one on tonight if you want to try that out. But speaking of bands and music and famous people, got a list here of some actors who tried music first.
Oh. Tried music first. Okay.
Right. Correct. Some of them make a little sense. Some of them are just insane. So, first off is Maya Rudolph. She was in a band called The Rentals. They were the side project of Weezer bassist Matt Sharp. They had a hit song in the 90s with Friends of P.
What's the P stand for?
You know what? I don't know.
Is it just the letter P or P-E-E or P-E-A?
It's just the letter P.
Okay. I'll stand a guess. I'm a friend of that.
Well, right. Right. I get down with OPP.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, she went out with them for 6 months, wrote their second album, and they opened up for acts like Blur and Alanis Morissette.
Wasn't her mom a singer?
Say, I think her mom was.
Isn't she the one who's like, loving you?
Oh, is that her mom?
Yeah. Minnie Riperton?
Yeah.
Minnie Riperton. Yep. Okay, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Chevy Chase.
He was in Steely Dan. Well, drummer, Steely right? Dan, but he played with Walter Becker and Donald Fagen.
Well done, Montgomery.
Yes.
Yeah. He was
Which
a bar
tells me he's a great drummer.
Mm-hmm. Right. He played the drums in a band called the Leather Cannery with Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, who would go on to form Steely Dan. And who's the mean one in Steely Dan?
I mean, Donald Fagen isn't mean. He's just typical New York
right. musician. I bet him and Chase got along.
I bet they did, too. And seriously, I mean, I know Chevy Chase and what he's become. But at that point in time, he had to be, I mean, to keep time in Steely Dan, to play drums for those guys.
Knowing how they are, yeah.
I mean, they are so particular about everything. I mean, you know, you watched the documentary.
Well, but, all right, have you watched it yet?
Yep.
All right, I know Thrill watched it. So you saw the part at the end where they call Fagen, and he's just like,
what is it?
Yacht Rock? Like, go F yourself.
F you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Jesus, man.
That's
like, you should be happy. I mean, I've listened to more Steely Dan in the last month and a half than I ever have in my life. I'm recommending people get records of,
Aja, yeah.
So it's like, dude, like, you're making money off this. What do you care if they call it Yacht Rock? Like, it seemed like all the other Yacht Rockers went through a phase where they were like, that's not what we are. But mm-hmm. it's like, it is what we are now.
But to mm-hmm. a degree, I respect him because that's who he is. Like, he has not changed. You go, okay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? Honestly, of all the people, like, he's the guy. Like,
even if it fits the genre. You could tell, okay, another example, Lou Reed, right? You could say, Lou Reed, you're one of the greatest punk rock inspirations of all time. He's like, oh, we're not punk rock. Is he right? Sort of. But, I mean, that would just be his natural reaction and F off.
Yeah.
It's that attitude, that age, that location. It's
actually, if he says that, you go, that's what we mean.
It's New York.
Yeah, that's punk. To say
that
not
that
punk,
is punk, you artists. We're, you know. For whatever reason, that's just the disposition.
I don't know if anybody's ever described me as punk.
They may have called you a punk, but I don't
right,
know if
I'm saying,
punk,
I'm right. Like, of all the things I am, I don't think I'm very punkish.
No.
I never had spiked hair. Brie Larson. She released a debut album called Finally Out of P.E. at the age of 16. Unfortunately, it only sold about 4,000 copies.
4,000? Wow.
Like this one. Character actor Stephen Tobolowsky. They say you'd best know him as playing the annoying insurance agent Ned Ryerson on Groundhog Day.
Okay, all right.
So he said in high school, he was in, quote, a terrible folk rock band called the Cast of Thousands. All right. They were picked up to record two songs for a compilation album. One of Stephen's band members recruited a neighborhood kid to add guitar. Can you guess who the kid was?
Oh, no. Somebody else?
So not an actor, but a very good guitarist.
John Mayer.
Now, they pick up a neighborhood kid. Like, hey, play in our band. Goes on to become, I mean, you could argue, the greatest, one of the greatest guitarists ever.
I don't know. Slash? I don't know.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, damn.
Oh, so it's that old. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's right. I'm like, well, damn.
Good pickup.
Yeah. And you know they're probably sitting there like, I tell you, man, this kid, he's got something.
He'll be something one day.
He'll be something one day. And then Ricky Gervais, he was in a pop duo called Siona Dancing. They released two singles, but they both failed.
I believe that he could do anything on stage. Because he used to be a boxer as well, right?
Gervais was a boxer?
Yeah, I believe so.
I like that, a pugilist.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of a badass. Ridiculous, but kind of a badass.
Yeah, and he's got such a sharp tongue that you have to imagine
he hasn't been able to fight.
Right, he's been in a couple scraps. Like, there, at some point, he said something.
So, being English, I just assume that he is classically trained. And when you do that for years, I mean, on stage, you've done musicals, you've done, you know, series, and comedy, everything.
Well, it's like James Corden. Whether you like him or don't like him, you can't argue with his talent, right? Funny dude, can host a show. He used to be on, not Broadway, whatever the London version is of Broadway. Mm-hmm. So, like, right, he sings, he dances. I don't know. You know, I always say this. Like, some of my people, my family, they love those Broadway shows. And I just don't get it.
I don't either. And, look, I've tried.
Yeah.
Look, I respect it a lot. I get the art. I understand the effort that goes into it. I'm just not your audience.
Yeah, exactly. I like movies. I'm not into showbiz.
Right. If you have to have an intermission, I don't want to be there.
Right. It is kind of awkward. Let's see. Apparently, Hoda, for the Today Show, I guess she has a thing for Blake Shelton.
I'm sure she's alone.
She's the one that's retired, right?
Yeah.
Or stepped aside.
Or stepped aside, yeah. Anyhow, Blake was just recounting a story. Like, he knew this, and she was a big fan. And I guess he runs into her, and he even said, like, Hoda, I thought it was going to be our time or whatever. They were down in Nashville. But he said, you completely ran away from me. I mean, she ran, like, totally afraid. I was like, Hoda, you're here. And she was like, I got to go.
So, really?
I don't know. I mean, look, she's famous, but maybe she just got that nervous, too.
That means she really, really likes him.
Yeah. 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 I had a chance once with a girl I was after for years. I completely blew it. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Just freaked out.
Still bugs
you freaked out?
Yeah. You know, it doesn't bug me as much, but it bugged me just because the next day everybody was like, dude.
Yep.
That's right, they were like, it was like a movie. You could hear the record scratch. And I'm like,
did you say something or did you just leave?
Exactly, Thrill. I just left.
Oh, damn.
Now, granted, I was 21. I had to make some room in my stomach.
Oh, you had to go to the bathroom?
I had to puke.
You had to puke?
Yes.
Because you were sick from drinking.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Oh. We're like slow dancing, like, it's going really good. We're like, her head's on my head. I'm like, this is it. Then I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I figure I'll run outside real quick, get sick, come back in, brush my teeth. But that was like the one shot. Right?
Damn, man.
That door did not open again.
Damn it.
I know. Coach was like, get in there for one play. And I'm like, I can't find my helmet.
Yep, there's your moment.
Yeah, and I was screwed over. Anyhow, right, life Thurman. Moves on. All right, we're talking about... You got another semifinal game on tonight. And then actually, not a bad football weekend. I'm excited. You got a bunch of playoff games on. With that said, a couple of these games will be blowouts this weekend, a wild card weekend. I don't know which ones they're going to be, but I feel like there's always...
There's going to probably two of the four.
We always come back from the playoff saying one of two things. Those games, all of them, were so great this weekend. They're like, they all sucked. One was okay.
Right.
It always seems to go that way.
I mean,
it's
like,
either one or the other.
I'm just pulling for the Ravens one way or another. Before you ask, I don't care that it's the Steelers. When you're in the playoffs, win your effing game. That's it, period. I do think the Chargers, this is my guess, are going to blow out the Texans. I know you guys think the Texans look kind of good.
So Texans, Chargers, that's the first game tomorrow. 1:30 on CBS. Your Ravens and Steelers, that comes on. Remember, that one's going to be over on Amazon Prime.
Yep.
At 5 p.m.
That's on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Correct.
Uh-oh. Okay.
You got Amazon?
You got Prime?
I do. I guess I got to put it on my tablet.
Yeah, you do.
Do it, man.
Yeah.
If you got a smart TV, you can probably get it on there, too.
Okay. I'll check that.
You know what, Miles? I'll give you a recommendation, as I had to do this for football. You probably have it. You already signed up for it. You have Amazon. But just go to your smart TV and make sure, I would tell this a lot of people, make sure you have it up there and you're signed in.
Yeah. All right.
Because trying to sign in on the TV just takes forever.
It'll be halftime.
All right, let's see. Sunday, get up at 10 a.m. You got the Bills hosted the Broncos. The Bills better win that game.
I think it'll be a better game than it, quote-unquote, should be, but I think the Bills.
I hope the Broncos win.
Oh, I do, too.
Yes. Then at 1:30, you got the Eagles hosting the Packers. My money says that'll be a good game. And then nightcap on a Sunday evening, 5 p.m. NBC, you have the Buccaneers hosting the Washington Commanders. So those all seem like the ones that'll probably be the closest.
And then you got the Monday night. You got the Vikings and the Rams down in Arizona.
Yeah.
There's one more. It seems like a lot of playoff football.
It really does. You know?
But I like it. More games, more teams, everything else.
Yes, well, it's super wild. They took out the super. Remember last year was super wild card weekend.
Now it's just wild weekend.
Now it's just wild card weekend. Right.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
And tonight's headlines are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. Our top story, we go to Florida, where a local duo hatched the perfect plan. The two went into the local dollar store to carry out their dastardly deed, in which the man walked around the store and gathered everything that he could. Gain, Tide, Clorox products, racking up as much in merchandise as he could get. But while he was gathering cleaning supplies, his lady was making a mess. She distracted employees by going to a separate part of the store, dropped trow, and left her own product all over the floor. As employees scrambled to usher her out and clean up the mess, the man made off with nearly $500 worth of product. Local authorities released photos of the two and asked anyone with information to come forward. However, unsightly, it worked.
Did she pee or poop?
Oh, no, that was number two.
She did go number two.
Yes, sir.
What I like is that he was stealing cleaning supplies.
I know. I thought the same thing. Like, doggone, he can't leave them one that they can clean things up with. All right. Good on you, guess up, man. Whatever.
What did they do with her, though?
I think they just ushered her out, and then by the time they figured out that the two were in cahoots,
they were gone.
She's gone.
All right.
Except, you know, yeah, you might want to press charges, but you're a dollar store, and she's, you know, dropping trow in your store. Like, all you want is her just to get out at this point.
Yeah, get out of the store.
Right.
Do you think they had it planned, or do you think she said, listen,
100%
I have, no, but, like, I have a diversion, and he never followed up. Like, look, baby, just steal the stuff. I have a diversion of mine guaranteed to work.
Or did he just tell her, like, all right, you cause a distraction. It's like, I got you.
Gotcha.
I know exactly what
to do. It's timed out perfectly that I've got you.
Right. We had Taco Bell earlier today. I'm ready.
I got you, baby.
Oh, no. In other news, it's no surprise that it gets cold in Canada this time of year, but that's no excuse to drive dangerously. Local authorities posted a photo captioned, quote, just when you think you've seen it all, and features a Mercedes being driven by a resident with a windshield completely covered with snow, because we never see that happen.
What person in Canada does not have an ice scraper?
I think he had an ice scraper. I just don't think he cared.
Didn't feel like it, huh?
Because the driver was hanging his head out of the window as he barrels down the road, Ace Ventura style.
Yeah.
Come on.
Ace Ventura style.
Scrape your windshield.
This, of course, is highly illegal.
Can I more of that gum, Ace?
Your gun is sticking into my hip.
Your 10 and 9 horn.
This, of course, is highly illegal and greatly discouraged by all authorities who lament that it really takes no more than 10 minutes maximum to scrape your windshield. God, it's just not worth it.
And get it off your roof, too. Like,
no,
clean the
no
car.
Kidding.
We haven't had a good snowfall yet around here, and I feel like we're gonna get it at some point. Yes, like Ted said, clean your doggone roof off.
And we're talking to you that live up north.
Yes.
Right, because it come blowing down I-5, and you realize, jeez, like, I understand you live a little more north than a lot of us, but
right,
there's a foot of snow on top of your car, and it's blowing into my windshield.
Right, and Mike is right. I have nothing to back this up other than most of the country is covered in snow, freezing temperatures, or there's horrible fires. We have a great 2 weeks. Bad weather will be here within a month.
Oh, yeah. February sure. is when we chill right on down. And even if it's not just big chunks that are on your car, the just powder that's blowing off there, you're blinding everybody behind you.
Yeah.
You're creating a smoke screen of snow, only it's not smoke.
Somehow after it snowed, it's sunny outside.
Right.
That just seems to be the thing.
It's great, though. Those are great days. But while some battle the snow, others use it to make rude figures. Local media in England recently did a piece stemming from an outraged local. We covered this earlier today. He was on a walk with his grandson when the two of them noticed a rather impressive snowman. As they got closer, they realized just how much more impressive it was than they previously thought. Not only was it over 7 feet tall, but also sported a little more anatomy than your usual carrot nose and eyes made out of coal. The bottom tier of the snowman was clearly unclothed, as Frosty was bearing it all for passersby to see.
Unclothed.
Yes. Outraged, the senior told all that he could just all that he could find just how offended he was by the exposed snowman. It was rather detailed too.
You think they just put an eggplant on there?
Right. Just give him another piece of vegetation, man.
Yeah, exactly. It's understood. Wouldn't you just use a carrot for both?
Well, no, because then his, you know, your nose isn't made out of the Miles is, but yours isn't.
Okay.
Got your strays on a positive Friday. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Miles.
I know. You're not wrong.
And I mean, I found it funny. Like, and the comments were kind of saying, look, dude, if you don't like it, just knock the thing off. It's snow. It's going to melt anyway. It's believable the thing just fell off. Like, we don't need to be doing all this. What are we doing?
Disgusting. He's like, I took pictures to show other people. Yeah, that's why you took pictures. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I didn't even think about that, right? Just knock it off.
Right.
I don't want to touch it.
It's not real. It's snow. But if the snowman screams, turns out.
Right.
Right. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
But just in case.
Hold off.
You were supposed to take his hat off first.
At least introduce yourself.
But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Ohio, where an investment yielded a return without much effort. A man purchased a local property for the outrageous price of a simple $1,000. He purchased it for $1,000.
Okay.
The building was run down and needed to be demolished, but the newer owner intended to put up a new heritage museum as a potential business venture, right? He's going to make his money on this thing. But as he inspected the house, he went to the basement to find a few coal black $100 bills underneath the wood fire stove.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. A little more digging found quite a few more. He found envelopes and a surplus of C-notes that totaled up to a staunch $10,000 in cash.
Why did he tell people?
Mulling over the proper thing to do with the money.
There's more.
He eventually contacted the son of the previous owners.
Oh, my God.
And informed him that he wanted to split the money with him. As he was the only solution that truly felt right. A gentleman's agreement was drawn up and signed between the two of them, and now they're just both a little bit richer.
That does not feel right.
I mean,
would you? You found ten. You and your wife just bought a house.
Yeah.
You find $10,000, right? You go, man, babe, let's call the previous owner. And
no, because just drop this bag of money. Let's find out whose this is.
Okay, but on that same token, if you've moved out of a place and you're like, doggone it. We left $10,000 cash under that wood stove. Like, aren't you?
He was
really glad.
He was like, "Come back to you." But I've lost my $10,000 because I say there is no way in hell if they find it that they're going to let us know that
it was under a concrete slab in his basement.
It was.
Who? Then he wouldn't know.
That you can't. How are you going to get that out? Even if you know it's there, you're going to dig in a jackhammer and destroy your home
because he was going to tear it down to do what, his heritage museum.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, okay. Right. All right. Exactly.
Still, son was probably
like,
"Wait, what?"
That same token, man. Now you can feel good that there's a little bit more good in the world. This guy helped you out.
You know, you're right, Mike.
Thank you.
The guy's doing the God's
work.
He's
doing God's
work.
What would you
have done, Ted?
I would have kept all 10
Exactly.
G's.
Thankfully, there's good news.
But good for that guy. Criminy. World of Sports, we got the Cotton Bowl on ESPN channels, College Hoops on CBS Sports and Fox, Pro Basketball on NBA Network, and Hockey on NHL tonight. As far as tomorrow, as Ted mentioned, we got college basketball across several channels. This is what I'd recommend my friends at Sports on What. They'll tell you exactly where they're at.
Nice.
Kraken Hockey at 1 p.m. on Kong against the Sabres, and two NFL playoff games tomorrow. You've got Chargers and Texans on CBS at 1:30, and then the Steelers-Ravens on Amazon Prime at 5 o'clock.
Woot!
As far as Sunday, you got College Hoops on Big Ten, ESPN, and Fox. Kraken Hockey at noon again on Kong against the Red Wings this time. And then the rest of the NFL playoff games as far as this weekend goes. You got CBS at 10, Fox at 1:30, and NBC at 5. You got football. You got all kinds of sports all weekend long, gang. As far as your weather, we are in for a little bit of a weather reprieve, guys. Did you enjoy that sunshine today?
Yes!
You're going to get a little bit more of it. The clouds are moving out tonight, and we can expect varying cloudy skies and temperatures going from highs in the mid-40s during the day to lows in the mid to low 30s at night all weekend long. It's getting cold at night, and it's going to get even worse. We're looking at freezing temperatures at night this time next week. So
cool.
Yay. Those freaks are going to freeze.
Bundle up, y'all. And that is it for your headlines. With that, have a great weekend. Mike Hawk is out.
There you go. Grab a six-pack of our brand-new Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager if you find it in your favorite QFC and Fred Meyer locations. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.